Thank you.
What's good, what's good, what's good?
I ain't even gotta waste my time introducing who I am. If you ever paid attention to my show, Life Through the Eyes of Bruce Thomas III. Now, on my show, how can I put it? When I call it Life Through the Eyes of Bruce Thomas III, a lot of situations I'm giving you, like, it's about me. It's my real life. I don't even know where to start today. I was talking to a couple of my homeboys earlier, and we got to talking about relationships, whatever reason. I guess when it comes to relationships, I can honestly say I've been, like, blessed enough to date different type of women. I don't know if I've ever had or ever dated the same type of woman twice. First of all, I can say that I don't really think I done dated a whole lot of people anyway. I think even in high school, I may have dated like two people, like actually was in a relationship. In junior high, even though at this age, they don't even count, but even in junior high, I don't think I even dated. I don't think I really dated like nobody in junior high as far as like a boyfriend, girlfriend relationship. I had a lot of female friends I used to talk to on the phone. You know how the junior high go. Yeah, I talk on the phone. We talk on the phone all night for hours and hours. I did have one person, probably when I was in junior high, to ask me, what were we? Because we spent a lot of time on the phone. We actually even hung out like my daddy to take us on dates, or her mom take us out, and they'll come back and pick us up. But I never forget it. I remember she asked me, it was like seventh grade, I think. We had been kicking it. We met each other on the trip, the Dallas trip in seventh grade. And I remember we had been talking for a long time, and I remember she asked me, were we boyfriend and girlfriend? Let me let y'all understand, first of all, seventh grade, I was like 12, maybe 13. I did a lot of video games. I was playing a lot of video games. Sega and homework probably was my life. And that's around the time, too, I met my homeboy that we still tight to death today, my partner, Lil George. But that's all I did. And when she asked me, I don't know if I froze up. I don't think I froze up, but my answer was just like, nah, we're just really good friends. And I think that, like, ruined it. Moving forward, because after that, like, we still remain real cool. We never really talked about that again. Maybe on down the line we talked about it, but at that point we never talked about it again. We just kept going out. And even I think maybe ninth grade summer, I think she had got her permit, so she was driving, but we were still hanging out. And the craziest thing even about that, we was hanging out, I remember like yesterday again, ninth grade summer, I used to go to my grandma's house a lot of times in summer. Me and her went out. We went to the movies. I didn't even know she had a boyfriend. Keep in mind, we're talking the other day, whatever, whatever. I didn't know she had a boyfriend. We go to the movie, we hanging out, we chilling. And all of a sudden, we in there, we see him. And she was like this, it's my boyfriend. And she was like, I'm gonna have to drop him off, have to take him home. I'm like, shit, what I'm gonna say? It's her car, cool, whatever, do what you do. But they kind of put a strain on the relationship a little bit. But we tried to remain cool. As the years went by, we stayed pretty cool. We eventually fell off. I guess time just went past and we eventually fell off. But she asked me to go to the prom with her, no lie. I'm probably gonna get in trouble for saying this. She asked me to go to the prom with her. Of course, at that time I was dating somebody in high school already. She asked me to go to the prom with her. I thought about it. I actually thought about it. The only thing that really stopped me from doing it was that the proms end up being on the same day, and they was right across the street from each other. I know, crazy, right? But that's the gist of my main relationship in junior high. Like I said, we were never boyfriend, girlfriend. We just always, I mean, we hung out, we talked a lot, on the phone a lot. I knew her mom. Her mom loved me. So I guess that's the closest, like when you're in seventh, eighth, and ninth grade, like that's the closest you get to a relationship, like unless y'all actually be like, oh yeah, we together. So you'll never get no closer than that. Now, that don't mean, like I met a lot of cool people in junior high. I ain't never dated them. I met a girl, she only went to Bearview with us for like a year, like seventh grade, but she was my homie. Still to this day, she's cool. I love her. I think she's one of the coolest people in the world. I don't know, she was so different from anybody else I had ever met. When I say like super nerd, but I loved her to death. She was my people. She's still my people. Like if I run across her today, like we'd be like, what's up, how you doing? Like we'll stop, we'll talk, and we'll chop it up. And it's just honest. So yeah, I met a lot of, and that was probably just in my junior high, those two. Leaving junior high, I think, going to Central, it was crazy. I met this girl right at the end of our time at Bellevue. I think we went on a trip to Liberty Land like a couple of days before school was out, and we met. I had seen her in the hallways, cheerleading, whatever she did at Bellevue for years. I had seen her. Like, I had never really talked to her, though. We was coming back from our trip from Liberty Land. We was all sitting in the back. She wanted to sit by another friend of ours. Shout out to my girl, Tamika Talley. She wanted to sit by her. And I remember Tamika was like, hey, nah, you can come back here. You can sit by Bruce. Like, he cool. I was sitting back there way in the back, like the last seat. Nobody was next to me. So she came back there. She sat. We talked. We cool. She thought I was funny. A lot of people think I'm funny. One thing I know about women, women love to laugh, and I got plenty of jokes. So we ended up being super tight. I never forget, you know how back then people were signing yearbooks and stuff like that. Craziest shit ever. She put her number in the book. Funny thing is, I hadn't called at all. Man, my partner, Lil George, was at my auntie's house. We was down there for the weekend. We swimming. And he asked me, had I ever called? I was like, nah. I said, the number been in there, but I had never called. And he was like, you need to call, whatever. I think he was sick trying to get on, but I ended up calling. And we ended up just hitting it off, like, from the get-go. So their relationship went on, like, through the summer. And it actually led in probably to my first couple of months at Central. We ended that joint. We didn't talk for a long time. We probably went about a year without talking. We went without talking. Leading up to my partner George, DeFerro's in town. I think it was like 10th, 11th. I think it might be 10th. I don't know. I can't remember. It was 10th or 11th. And him and his girlfriend at the time, won't even drop a name, won't mention a name. They came to pick me up from my grandma's house. And I thought it was just them two. And I come outside, it's him, her, and the girl I used to date. Of course, I'm kind of furious, but, you know, it turned out all good. We laughed, we joked. And fast forward time, me and her end up being super cool again. But, like, before that happened, I had dated someone. I dated someone in Central. She was cool. She was, if I was in 11, she was in 10th. She was cool with people. She was something different. I definitely needed something different in my life at the time, and she was definitely different. She was smart. Man, she was just a real kind of stay at home, laid back, really went into a whole lot of this or that. And I felt like I needed that at the time. Like, you know, you like sometimes you just need different stuff in your life. Like, cause the same old would get old sometimes, and it started getting old. But me and her eventually end up breaking up. And I started back dating the same young lady I had dated coming into Central, which was funny, it was like the 11th grade. Somebody ended up dating her. And that's my partner. Like, she's still my partner to this day. Like, she's probably still one of my closest friends. But at the time, she was definitely everything I needed. At that point, and we dated, we had a good time. It was never a dull moment. I knew her parents, she knew mine. I loved her dad, her mom. She knew my dad, my mom, and everything was good. We grew. Fast forward, we finally get to college. We kind of, as college came, it was something different for both of us. Like, I went to MTSU, she went to another college. We kind of just grew apart, and that's what really happened. But we remained cool for a long time. And like I said, we still cool this day. But as far as the relationship, we never dated again. We hung out several times. We were just really good friends. And I think we'll probably always be great friends. That was my homie to this day. But what I did learn from their relationship, no lie, I learned, and I always tell them, we laugh about it, and I thank her for it, though. Like, actually got my heart broke. I was like 19, 20, which is good. I know a lot of people are like, man, why is it good? Because you get that part of your life out the way early. Because I know people, man, got their heart broke when they was like 30, 35. They don't know how to, they ain't know how to handle it. And like, they be on edge. Like, they ready to end it all. Like, and so, I guess I was fortunate enough for that. So I always tell her that. We always laugh about it. And I know people are like, Bruce, why is this funny? It's funny now. Now, when it happened, it wasn't funny at all. But I grew, I learned, I needed that. I needed that so I can realize who I was, what I wanted from someone, what I didn't want from someone. I needed all of that. So yeah, in high school, I probably dated, yeah, two girls. That was it. I was always real cool. With a lot of people, a lot of different females. I tell you, one of my favorite females all the time, probably one of the smartest women I knew. I'm talking Knowledge Bowl, I'm talking borderline genius, like smart as fuck. But we never dated, we was always just real cool. We still maintain a decent relationship today. Going into my college years, that's when I guess I could say life, I won't say it got better because my life, it was never really bad before. It's dating. I won't say dating. I might have dated a couple of girls in college the whole time. But, like, I met a lot of cool chicks in college. I met some women who ran track. I met some women who were just cool from different states and different cities. Two of my closest friends that we never dated, we hung out. We probably did everything but date. But they were both Aries. And it was almost like, when I was hanging out with both of them, it was almost like looking at a mirror image of myself, because they were really, one of them birthday was a day before mine, and one of them birthday was the day after mine. So that was cool. Like, it was cool. I got to meet like other Aries and different women like that. And I tell you, like, they my people. Like, I don't talk to them now. Of course, they both married. They both doing whatever it is they do. But like, those are my people. I love them. Like, we was cool. Like, we really got along. It was almost like really looking at yourself in the mirror. And I wouldn't trade neither one of those situations for nothing. moving forward, I dated, in college, I dated a young lady. She was from Winchester, but I think when I met her, she had just came back from like overseas in Okinawa. But like, she's still one of my good friends today. We don't talk often. We'll pick up here once in a while and be like, ah, how you doing? Boom, boom, you good? Yeah, she good. And we kind of keep it pushing. But she was definitely, she was different. She was interesting. She told me about just Asian foods and different cultures and different things in Asian countries. So she did that. And I think we learned a lot from each other. We dated for, about 2 years. When it was good, it was great. When it was bad, it was horrible. We eventually, both of us just kind of figured out like that shit wasn't for neither one of us. Then we were better off just friends. So that's what we maintained, and that's where we ended up being, which was cool. Like, I didn't have a problem with it. I dated another young lady. She was actually, I won't say she was from Memphis, but she was from the surrounding, counties and cities. We dated for like a year and a half. She was cool. She was older than I was. Probably one of the first chicks that I dated that was older than I was. I just think we was at two different places in our life. She cool with people. She still, sometimes we'll like pick up. And I know y'all probably said, damn, nigga, like you still talk to all your age. Not really. I just don't really fall out with people. I really try to be mature about the situation. Like, when it first happened, we probably fell out. Like, don't get it wrong. Like, when a few of these people, when we first stopped talking, like, we felt like, I won't say we fell out, but we weren't talking at all. Like, we had to come back around to that. Like, we had to get back to that point. We weren't talking. We had nothing to talk about. They probably hated me to death. I know I passed a couple on campus. They probably really wanted to stab me and like really be like, I'm really over here. So it wasn't always all good. Like we had to get back to that point. Moving along, I think after that, I ended up meeting the young lady who ended up actually being my first wife. She was cool. The funny thing is, when we first met each other, we didn't really like each other. I thought she had a bad attitude. I thought it was the worst. But as time passed, like we had a bunch of mutual friends, and we ended up being super cool. And one thing turned to another. We started hanging out. And we was hanging out like more and more. Like every day, we was just like, "Hey, let's get together. Let's hang out. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Hey, you come back and spend the night. Hey, I'm gonna come back and spend the night." So we end up like that. And as time passed, we end up getting like very, very attached to each other, and it worked. We end up getting married. The marriage didn't work. I can't say if it was one person fought over the other one, but it didn't. But one thing I did learn, like in that process.
Sometimes a girl will come and go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know. But then she's gone. You're all alone.
So you gotta just make sure, like, you pay attention. So I did learn in that process something I thought I had learned earlier in life, but I guess it has to come back and teach me again. Like, sometimes, honestly, I used to think it was a joke. And sometimes, like, love don't love nobody, like, at all. At all. It ain't funny. It ain't a game. You just don't. And you turn out like that. It sucks, but you learn. You know, you live, you learn, you keep going. You know. You just hope for the best. Throughout life, you'll learn a lot. Like you get, when you down like that, you learn who you can count on, your friends. Like, I always shout them out. I have to. George, not Trey. Sean, Chris, TT, Marcellus, Bobby. I know I'm forgetting somebody. I know I'm forgetting Tyrese, LaMarcus, Trey. And you keep your friends and you keep the people you can depend on and you can count on. You can talk about anything. And, you know, y'all can get through it. But so after that, I was probably married almost. I think I was married almost 9 years. For the most part, it was great. I don't really have nothing bad to say about the marriage or the person. Like, the person was cool, too. It didn't work. I wish things could have ended better. It did. But I never forget it. Like, she always be one of my closest friends, even if she never speaks to me again. She always be one of my closest friends. I do whatever I can do for her. And after that, I dated somebody. I think I got engaged again. I dated somebody for like 4 years and it ended. It wasn't no hard feelings. It was just, we tried. We gave it everything we could. Honestly, we really gave it everything we could. It just didn't work. I don't know. We still pick up the phone from time to time. We were chit-chatting. Like, how you doing? What's been going on? Blase, blase. Nothing too serious. Nothing too out the way. Kind of like T.I. said on that one song, he said, "I just pick up the phone and call you every week or two to let you know I miss you and see how them people treating you." And it's kind of one of those situations. She introduced me to some cool people. I met her family. She met my family. You know, so it was good. I don't have any complaints. I think Flodge, I had relationships ranging from, like, I like to use music to, like, to sum up a lot of my relationships. Like, I done had those kind of relationships, like, boys to men, I'm doing just fine. I've had those relationships with boys to men where it's like, thank you in advance, those kind of joints. And I've also had them, the Dave Hollister joints, like, I wish I never met her, but I've also had the fairy tale love story. So, like, I wouldn't trade none of it on my end. Like, I just really would. Man, I definitely just wouldn't. Not for me. And I appreciate everything I went through. I think it helped me be a better person. Taught me how to respect people. It taught me when to walk away. It taught me when you should hold on and fight for it. So, like, I really won't complain. I think I'm in a good spot. I was in a good spot. And even though, like, I'm single now, I think I love that too. Like, you get, because you should never stop learning who you are, because you should always, like, strive to be a better person. So you can't let that really get in your way. I always try to be a better person. Try to treat people right. And just at the end of the day, man, make sure whatever you're doing it for yourself. Don't be in love with somebody for them. Because it ain't going to end right regardless. Like, you got to make sure you show yourself the same respect. And you just got to go with it. Like, that's just real talk. And if y'all don't get nothing else out of this, just know, man, you could love. You could lose love. You can get it back. At the end of the day, man, you got to make sure you do what's best for you. Make sure you love yourself first, because if you don't love you, you can't love nobody else. Remember that. I told y'all that. And as always, if ain't nobody else told you today, I love you. Have a great day. Have a great night. And it's my time.